We remain in Yulin to speak to Truro-based chef Sanjay Kumar about his love for Cornish seafood. We then accompany Sanjay to a local primary school in Yulin, where he teaches local school children the importance of local seafood and shows them some easy recipes. All this, incidentally, we're very likely to lose if we stay in the European Union and their awful common fisheries policy.
So let's hear a cordial evening, his army never die. Let's hear it for drilling with his engine steam in mind. Let's hear it for purpose.
Well, we're in Newlyn in Cornwall. Behind us is the fishing harbour. The fishing boat's going out at the moment as we're approaching high tide. I've met Sanjay Kumar. You're the founder of the Cornish sardines, I think I've got that right. Can you tell us what that's about?
School of Cornish Sardines is a mobile cookery school based in Cornwall, which encourages people to reconnect with freshly cooked, locally sourced food. It's based on the rich fishing heritage of Cornwall, and fish used to bring communities together, and my idea is if we take that idea and put it into fresh food eating, then communities can eat better and live well, based on sharing traditional recipes and getting better at what they eat.
Okay, now Newlyn, I think, is the busiest fishing port in Cornwall.
Yeah.
More fish comes in here than anywhere else. What sort of seafood are they bringing in
here? All sorts, really. In Newlyn, you could, in a good fish market day, you could find cuttlefish, you could find sardines, pilchards here, mackerel, bit of pollock, bit of more lesser known eaten fish like wrasse or parrotfish, or even lobsters and crabs are landed in Newlyn.
Oh, wow.
It's a mixture of things. Scallops, you can see a scalloper down there right now. Pouting, whiting, you name it. I have been told there are around 53 different species of fish and shellfish landed in Newlyn. So it's quite a busy port.
Okay, that's good. Now we're about to go up to Newlyn School, where you're going to be doing a sort of demonstration. What exactly are you going to be doing there?
Well, a classroom in Newlyn School has been challenged to learn about their fishing heritage and different kinds of fish. So they have been to the market, they have learned about different kinds of fish, and now we are going to go back and create some easy to cook fish dishes that can be created in the classroom, yet then it can be recreated at homes. So it's to inspire kids to understand that fish is not something that only comes as a fish finger out of a frozen supermarket's shelf. It's about cooking fish from scratch and understanding how good it is to eat fish freshly cooked in a classroom setup. So that's what we're doing.
Great, I'm looking forward to that. What sort of fish are you going to be doing?
So we are going to prepare a boat made with white crab meat. We are going to make a wrap with a smoked mackerel, and then we are going to make a chowder with lots of fresh haddock and white fish from Newlyn. So unknown fish being turned into a nice and healthy pork broth in this winter.
And using fish from Newlyn.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, well let's make a move, shall we?
I'll keep it a very basic.
Yeah. Sanjay, what are you going to be cooking here at Newlyn?
We are at Newlyn School today, and we are preparing three dishes. One of them is a crab pot, where we have some white crab meat, which will go into a pot made with lettuce leaves. And then we are making a wrap with smoked mackerel. It's a nice and healthy dish. And then we'll make a chowder with fresh fish from Newlyn. And then it's a soup with bacon and potatoes and rice. Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Moore has told me that you guys went to the fish market. Is that right?
Yeah.
How many of you went there? All of you?
Except
Okay, fine.
Mia. And him.
So the idea is, you need to tell me, what did you see in the fish market?
Fish.
Yeah.
We saw some king prawn.
Yeah.
Some people saw half a swordfish.
What time did you go there?
We went afternoon.
Afternoon. So it's quite a meaty fish. It has got a lot of fish on it, isn't it? And it's got a skin. So we are going to take the skin of this, chop it into small bits, and make a soup out of this. Okay?
It makes me really hungry.
Mackerel in here. And then this is how easy it is, and you guys are watching, yeah, because we are going to make a lot of these later on.
Well, Sanjay, I thought that went really well. I managed to have a bite of your smoked mackerel wrap. Absolutely delicious. I thought it was really tasty. Anyway, now we're here from Better Off Out, looking at the fishing industry and the common fisheries policies. Now, our view, of course, is that if we were to leave the European Union and the common fisheries policy, it would benefit
local fishermen. But you're with the slow food movement. So I was wondering what's your take on fisheries?
As a head of slow food movement in Cornwall, I get to speak to a lot of fishermen, a lot of farmers, and there's a common belief in fishermen that why don't you leave our seas and our lands and our areas where we draw livelihood from to us? Mm-hmm. I mean, God made the land and man made the boundaries. So how are people sat in Brussels or some other part of Europe going to ever understand what hardships a fisherman is facing in Cornwall? Mm-hmm. So it is better off out definitely that fishermen in Cornwall are given the right to enjoy the fruits of the sea that they land themselves rather than someone random deciding what someone can and cannot catch or land in Cornwall.
Okay, but I mean, you know, if it's slow food, are you looking to source your food locally? Because
mm-hmm.
Some of the seafood is sort of coming, which is actually fantastic.
Mm.
So, you know, presumably you want to encourage people to eat more British seafood and so on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, this is a big campaign for us that people in Cornwall start, or in Britain itself, start appreciating their food more. In terms of, let's say, the fish that is landed here, hake is a primary example, or megrim sole. These are lesser known fish in shops or fishing markets in Cornwall, but it is a prized fish in Spain. So it is a role of me as a chef or as a leader of slow food movement to encourage people to understand that this is our prime source of protein. Why don't we enjoy it more here rather than it being fished off completely and taken and enjoyed by the Spanish, for instance. So as local food is concerned, it is my job to encourage people to eat more of locally sourced seafood.
Well, I'll agree with that after that smoked mackerel. I'm absolutely fantastic. Now, the sun's over the yard arm, as they see around here, so I'm going to suggest we find a pub that does local seafood.
Yes, definitely.
And have a bit to eat, all right?
Good idea, okay. Let's go.